the vicious circle of worldly existence. O good man! For example, we put a collar on a dog, and chain it to a pillar, and it goes round the pillar the whole day, and cannot get away. It's the same with all beings. They wear the fetters of ignorance, are chained to the pillar of birth and death, repeat lives through the 25 existences, and cannot get away. O good man! For example, there is a man who falls in the bathroom, rises, and falls in again. The person is cured of an illness, and then contracts the cause of the illness again. A traveler, on his way, comes across a wilderness. After having passed through it, he turns back to the wilderness again. A person washes his body, and then puts mud on it again. This is how things happen with all beings. The person is already out of the stage of non-possession, but is not yet quite out of the stage of the thoughtlessness non-thoughtlessness. And he comes back to the three unfortunate realms again. Why? All beings only think about the results, and not on the causation. It's like with a dog that goes after a piece of clay, and not after the man himself. It's the same with the common mortal. He only thinks about the results, and not on causal relations. Not thinking about this, he draws back from the stage of the thoughtlessness non-thoughtlessness, and falls into the three unfortunate realms. Read more in Pearls of the Universe, Volume 11.